This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Hotel construction across the U.S. is up almost 50% compared to last year, and Colorado is no exception. The demand for new rooms is partially fueled by the oil and gas boom along the state's eastern plains. But if history is any guide, a bust usually follows a boom. So how long can the building go on? KUNC's Grace Hood has more.
Hotel developer David Amin is reviewing his latest construction project in Greeley. In the background, a large red crane towers over what will soon be the Homewood Inn and Suites.
I'm bullish on Colorado.
The four-story hotel will have suites with kitchens. Amin is targeting CEOs and managers who may spend more time in the area than the average traveler.
And I said there's something going on in Colorado that most of the populace has no clue about. And I need to act on this opportunity.
He says the light bulb went off in 2009 when he was running the front desk at his father's hotel in Fort Morgan.
So I'm sitting at the Days Inn, and I get a call. Yeah, I need 30 rooms for Halliburton. And I said, ma'am, I don't have 30 rooms for a Halliburton. And I don't have 30 rooms to sell. And she says, well, what if I take them for the next 6 months?
Amin couldn't meet that demand. So last year, he opened up the Hampton Inn in Fort Morgan, an upscale 80-room hotel on the same grounds that his father's hotel used to occupy. Today, some call it Halliburton Inn because it houses oil and gas workers who live out of town and need a place to stay. Despite the recent addition, hotel rooms are still tight along the Interstate 76 corridor. Carrie Linker is executive director of Morgan County Economic Development Corporation.
When you have a hotel shortage as an economic developer, it means you have a, you know, the economy is spinning, dollars are being spent, and so it's a good thing.
She says the effect of a new hotel on a growing economy can't be underestimated, and she wants more of them.
So the quality of our hotels are escalating up, which is allowing us to bring in a different person, too.
The other part of the economic equation for Morgan County, says Linker, is convincing oil and gas businesses to put down longer-term stakes in her area.
If you want the families and you want the Halliburton, you know, offices here and those paychecks to stay here, because right now when you don't have it, a lot of those paychecks then go back to wherever those employees live. We want the paychecks here.
But right now, there's not much housing for workers. And in an email, Halliburton told KUNC, while it has a presence in Fort Morgan, its main operational hub remains in Fort Lupton, 60 miles away in southern Weld County. All this places unique demands for hotel rooms.
What we've seen is that, you know, that level where you're running 90 to 100% occupancy is not sustainable over the long term.
Jeff Davis is the president of Hospitality Real Estate Counselors. It's a company that connects buyers and sellers of hotels. He says cheap access to capital is fueling the rise of hotel construction projects across the country. And in some parts of the country, like Texas and Colorado, they're fueled by the oil and gas boom.
If you're on the front end of this, you can do quite well, but then you have to look at you know, what the asset's going to be worth down the line and what a more normalized operating profit loss looks like.
Back at his Greeley construction site, David Amin says the boom is just part of the picture. Even if oil and gas prices drop, Amin believes there are other economies, like agribusiness, that he can bet on for the future.
There's a lot going on in Colorado based on the location of the state, the resources that we have, and the workforce that we have.
But in the meantime, he's also planning on building a Hampton Inn in Sterling. It should open next spring. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.